How do you feel about this offense? How much you know? How comfortable you are?
I feel like we made a lot of progress, and it's always easy to sit there on the chalkboard or talk about things, and until they actually happen in live action, it's kind of hard to correct. So, it's good to go out there and almost kind of screw it up a few times, or at least screw it up once, and then get it right the next time, and really understand how Peyton wants me to run routes, how the coaches want me to run routes, and really just get on the same page with everyone.
It must also be nice, though, to have it put together right. I mean, we saw a couple nice plays. There was one yesterday down the seam where you say, okay, this is how it could come together. I mean, are you getting a feeling of kind of how it could be when it all goes right?
Yeah, I mean, when it goes right, it's always great, but it's even more so getting it right on some of those few plays. It's correcting the ones that you didn't, do so well on, and really kind of working out ways of talking through plays and how we may have done things different on that play or whatever. So it's good to have those plays too. So all around, it's a great learning process.
You probably didn't spend a lot of time with Willis, but what was your thoughts about McGahee getting released today, and how does it change maybe this offense
with
him not being here?
I think guys just have to step up. Obviously, he was a great player here and a great leader and everything else, and you wish a guy like him the best, but guys have to step up across the board, and not only from a running back standpoint, from a leadership standpoint as well.
You've been on teams that have had young running backs kind of in important roles. What are you expecting out of these two guys? What do they need to do over these next couple weeks and in training camp to earn Peyton's trust?
Yeah, I mean, you got to put everything into it. I know, my first couple years in the league, that it was putting everything you had into it. There was no extracurriculars or going out or anything else. It was getting in my book and staying in shape and making sure I'm as ready as can be for training camp and to help the team.
Have you found a comfort zone here yet?
I think that's pretty relative to, I don't know how you feel about it. I never want to feel a comfort zone. I want to continue to push myself and put myself in the right position to try and make plays for this team.
I'm sure you've heard over the years, playing with Peyton Manning from other guys who have played with him, but now that you guys are teammates and you've gone through some drills together, is there anything like, wow, I didn't realize this about Peyton Manning in terms of?
It's everything you thought, but until you actually get out there with him and the balls are just, he's so accurate, and you come out of your break and the ball's just, it's there, and it's almost like a long handoff sometimes, and so he definitely makes it easy on you.
A lot of your fellow wide receivers have talked about how you use your leverage, and defensive backs use your leverage to get open, and they keep picking your brain. Do you feel like it's your obligation to just keep, sharing your trade secrets with them, if you will?
Absolutely. I mean, as much as they want to know, I'm always here to help or do whatever for the younger guys or whatever, even the defensive backs and playing certain guys or whatever. But however I can help the team, that's definitely my role and what I want to do.
Champ keeps saying that this might be the deepest cornerback group that he's had since he's been here. You're seeing these guys every day. What do you think of this group top to bottom?
Yeah, no, we definitely have some talent over there and a lot of good players across the board. I wouldn't say there's really a weak link or a guy you got to hide or anything else. They're all really good players. And we saw firsthand through this mini camp of how tough they're going to be.
What makes Chris Harris kind of so frustrating to play against, especially in a practice?
Yeah, no, he's very strong. He uses his help very, very well. He understands it, knows when to take chances, when not to. He's done a really good job this whole camp. I think we've definitely made each other a lot better out there on the field.
Did you remember him from those games back in, I guess it was late in 2011?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I watched a lot of film on him and studied him up and tried to attack him the best I could. But he's a tough nickel in there and a really good player. He's going to help us a lot.
Well, how do you plan to spend the time between now and training camp start?
I'm gonna take about a week and kind of relax and get some things done that I need to get done, and then and then it's going to be full board back at it and make sure I'm in tip-top shape for training camp.
You guys all moved in, settled in Colorado? Or is that kind of on this agenda?
We're getting there. We're getting there. Mattress, couch, TV, I'm good. You know, so, but, you know, we're getting there.
She needs a little bit more than that, I'm guessing.
Oh, are you kidding me? Yeah, so, and just, you know, keep her happy, so it's all good.
Take it for a good anniversary.
Does the expectation level coming from New England to here, does it feel different? Is it on the same level? How would you describe the contrast or the parallels?
You know, I don't know. I don't really want to get into comparing or anything else, but I know here in Denver we have, you know, we have high expectations and people have high expectations for us. So, you know, it's a good spot you want to be in. And, you know, we're excited about the opportunities, but, yeah, we hold ourselves to a high standard and we want to play that way.
You have any advice for Tebow in New England?
No, I don't. Just good luck.
Thanks, Jeff.